black mask before him, trying to remember what Jack looked like. Piggy whispered, "And the fire." "Oh, yes. Then about the fire. I say this again. I've been saying it ever since we dropped in." He held out his spear and pointed at the savages. "Your only hope is keeping a signal fire going as long as there's light to see. Then maybe a ship will notice the smoke and come and rescue us and take us home. But without that smoke, we've got to wait till some ship comes by accident. We might wait years. Till we were old." The shivering, silvery, unreal laughter of the savages sprayed out and echoed away. A gust of rage shook Ralph. His voice cracked. "Don't you understand? You painted fools. Sam, Eric, Piggy, and me, we aren't enough. We tried to keep the fire going, but we couldn't. And then you, playing at hunting." He pointed past them to where the trickle of smoke dispersed in the pearly air. "Look at that! Call that a signal fire? That's a cooking fire. Now you'll eat and there'll be no smoke. Don't you understand? There may be a ship out there." He paused, defeated by the silence and the painted anonymity of the group guarding the injury. Jack opened a pink mouth and addressed Sam and Eric, who were between him and his tribe. "You two, get back." No one answered him. The twins, puzzled, looked at each other, while Piggy, reassured by the cessation of violence, stood up carefully. Jack glanced back at Ralph and then at the twins. "Grab them!" No one moved. Jack shouted angrily. "I said grab them!" The painted group moved round Sam and Eric nervously and unhandily. Once more the silvery laughter scattered. Sam and Eric protested out of the heart of civilization. "Oh, I say!"